Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachade Shatarane Srila Prabhupada Ki. So we're very happy to be here at New Ramanrethi. We have Krishna Balaram, Shishi Gornitai, Shishi Radha Shyama Sundar. So we don't feel separation in Vrindavan. So we're all very fortunate to have Srila Prabhupada sent from the spiritual world to retrieve all of us back home, back to Godhead. See, life is very short, very quick, it goes by. And the basic philosophy that we're not the body, we're eternal spirit, soul. And human life is meant to follow rules and regulations according to some religion, whether you're, you know, Hindu, Christian, Muslim, Hebrew, doesn't matter. Any organization, they have their rules and regulations. But that's only to awaken that love that we all have for the Supreme Lord, covered over by this material body. So that's the difficult part, because we've been conditioned for many, many lifetimes. We may have many ideas and beliefs, but nobody lives without that soul, without the consciousness being present within the body. And the whole idea of yoga or meditation or following any kind of spiritual process is to awaken that love, that happiness, eternal happiness. We're all looking for happiness in this material world, and we're hoping to find it in family, society, friendship and love, money, admirers. Some way, somehow or other, we're trying to become peaceful and achieve a goal that is not really achievable in this material world, because everyone you see is very frustrated, and they work hard their whole lives to accumulate money so that when they get old, they can enjoy life. But when you're old, you can't really enjoy life in any capacity. So Krishna, he's mentioned throughout the Vedic literature, throughout Bhagavad Gita. He personally comes, he came 5,000 years ago, instructing Arjuna how to achieve or how to perform your duty in life, always thinking of me, become my devotee. And by worshiping the Supreme Lord, one can awaken our original consciousness. Just like anything we want to do in this world, whether you want to be a teacher or a musician, an artist, a dancer, you need to find a master, someone who's going to guide you and give you the instruction. Someone may be very talented in their own capacity, but if you go to the traditional studies and from all the teachers and learn the proper techniques, you can advance very quickly. So same for spiritual life. We want to advance and understand more about who we are and what is our eternal nature. This is the material world, forgetfulness, forgetting the Supreme Lord. So many of us, especially in our youthful days, we're inquiring, who am I? What is the purpose of life? And most people have so many doubts and so many misunderstandings that they're not willing to accept some teacher or follow. So Krishna, he gave instruction in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, and the early instruction in the fourth canto, or in the fourth chapter, was Tadviri pranipate na pariprasnena sevaya upadikshanti te jnanam jnanas tatpadarshana. Try to learn the truth by approaching a bona fide spiritual master. Inquire submissively. Render service to him. The self-realized soul can give knowledge to you. So Prabhupada, our spiritual master, he's giving the knowledge of all the great teachers, the great acharyas. Obviously, faith is important, shraddha, We may have faith in scientists, or we may have faith in our leaders, or no faith in our leaders. They might, the leaders might be also without a proper understanding of how to guide society. So this material world was created, all the beauty of this world, everything is provided by Krishna because somehow we want to enjoy in this world. Krishna is a supreme enjoyer, but he expands himself unlimitedly. There's a spiritual world. There's a world where there's no birth, old age, disease, and death. This is Goloka Vrindavan. Vaikuntha means without anxiety. In this material world, we're on this tiny little planet, Earth. We're thinking there's life everywhere, in the grass, in the water. Today we went swimming down the Ichitakni, and you can see all the different fish and turtles and life forms, and so much is available. Birds in the sky, human beings, animals, birds flying different colors. I saw some pictures of peacocks. Beautiful colors, turquoise, and their plumes are red, blue, yellow, so many different varieties of colors. Prabhupada says, when you see the flower, or smell the flower, this is Krishna smiling at you. When you see the sunshine, this is the eyes of the Supreme Lord. So it's made joyful. Srila Prabhupada has given us a process, made a home. This International Society for Krishna Consciousness is giving authentic literature. It's the beauty of it. It's not just simply following blindly some person's philosophy, or that he looks like the person from India with the robes and beard, or he has a certain twinkle in his eye. This is scientific knowledge presented all the way from Krishna, Vyasadeva. We heard Narada Muni, Shankaracharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Great, great teachers with philosophical literature. But not only you have to become a great philosopher and study like a hermit, especially in this particular age, it's called the age of Kali. In this particular age, people are short-lived. In previous ages, life was much longer. People could live and perform various sacrifices, various austerities, and all sacrifices, yajñas, are meant for pleasing Krishna. Especially in India, you see, when they have Kumbh Mela, many yogis, some are even hundreds of years old, but they still look youthful, and they maintain their strength and their energy by following this yogic process. Like I said, Kali Yuga is very difficult. So in this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Balaram, is non-different as Gorni Thai. When Prabhupada installed Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan, he wanted to establish the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. Lord Nityananda is Balaram. And Krishna and Balaram, just like any loving father or parent, wants to see that everyone becomes happy. How to entice all my living entities, come back home, back to the spiritual world. Just like in the prison house, they may think, well, why isn't the president here? And then we'll be convinced to become law-abiding citizens. If we see the president, we know that there's a real government. So people say, well, if God would manifest himself, then we'd all, surrender to him. But that's not the case. We're here because we choose to live an independent way, to become happy separately. And we think, well, why would we do that if there's ultimate happiness and eternal life in the spiritual world? Why come to the material world? This is a long philosophical discussion. But this teaching of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and the calling of Krishna and Balaram, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful, very kind. In this age, Rupa Goswami glorifies him, Namo Mahabhudanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvashe Namaha. That he is giving the easiest process of chanting the Lord's name. Hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, we should chant the name of the Lord. Satatam Kirtayanto Mang. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Those sound vibrations, calling out Krishna's name, is a cleansing process, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Srila Prabhupada's divine spiritual master said that anyone who's not chanting 64 rounds a day is considered fallen. So we're all fallen. We've fallen into this material world, material consciousness. How to get out of this covering of illusion, covered by lust, covered by anger, envy, jealousy, a desire just to, you know, for our own gratification. We want to help others in an altruistic way, you know, open hospitals or do this, some other kind of charitable work, and then we feel good that, you know, I'm an important man. You know, we put our name on a plaque at a hospital, we've donated for some good cause. But this is not going to bring us happiness. Real happiness will come when we go back home to the spiritual world. It's just like a fish out of water. No matter how much you try to satisfy the fish by giving it so many varieties of enjoyments, drink this or eat this. No, you put them back in the water and the fish is fully satisfied and happy. So whatever arrangement we make in this world is not going to be sufficient, because we're going to get old, we're going to get diseased, and we die. And where we're going, that's what we want to do. Yang vapi smaram bhavam tajat yante kalevaram. Whatever state of being we remember at the time of death, that state will attain without fail. So the process of Krishna consciousness is a training. Just like you want to be a musician, you've got to learn how to read and how to and hear the professionals and associate with musicians and practice. And then you can play in the band or be part of the group. So we want to stop the repetition of birth and death, the samsara, cycle of birth and death. And Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. We're wandering not only on earth, but if you look in the sky at night, there's so many stars, luminaries, so many planets. And it's considered, this universe has millions of planets, and there are unlimited universes, according to the scripture. So there are unlimited living entities, and everyone thinks themselves very unique and very much important, that, you know, my life, you know, my family, my home, my car, my bank balance, everything centered around I and mine. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole. Wake up, sleeping souls. Don't sleep in illusion. Don't sleep thinking that this life is everything, that simply if I can gratify my tongue by eating nicely, by seeing something beautiful, hearing something nice, and touching, tasting, the senses are there, but they're to be utilized in Krishna's service. By, like Lord Jesus Christ, he even sacrificed his life. He's teaching that the meek and humble should inherit the world, that one should not be eager to accumulate more than his necessities. So although we're wandering throughout this universe, Krishna is in the heart of everyone. Sarvasya chahang hridisana vishto matat smritir jnanam apohanancha. The spirit soul is animating this body with consciousness. When the spirit soul leaves the body, it's just a lump of dead matter. It just decomposes very quickly back to the earth. The water, the different elements just break down. And along with the spirit soul is the Supreme Lord. Just like a caring, loving, responsible parent doesn't leave the child alone. So we're little children wandering in this universe, in this world. Krishna's watching. He's facilitating. He's giving us knowledge. He's giving us remembrance. How do we, sometimes, you know, very simple things, we forget them, then all of a sudden, oh, we remember. And that's based upon how, what we want in life. If we're saying, if we're feeling that I'm tired of this material existence, I've dedicated my life to serving my senses, my mind, my family, I've worked hard, but I want you, my Supreme Lord, I want to go back home, back to the spiritual kingdom. And there, it's not like some illusion or some fairy tale, some mythology. Why does Vyasadeva write all these Vedic literatures, Srimad Bhagavatam? The chapter we're on is Srimad Bhagavatam, the answer to all questions in life. This is, I'm not sure, during the Bhagavatam class in the morning. So this hearing is the first process, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Whether you're hearing from your professor, the newspapers, or the radio, or you know, you believe in the politicians, the scientists, the different leaders of society are giving so much guidance, you know, oh, scientists have discovered something new. They discovered, you know, this, that, and everything else. But we're not taking blindly because we have imperfect senses. To err is human, to make mistakes is human. You have imperfect senses. You can be illusioned. Like today we saw a black snake, and I thought I saw another one, but it was just a black twig. So, you know, we could see a rope. Oh, no, it's a snake. And so many, we have a tendency to be illusioned. And there's a cheating propensity. Somehow, we're trying to deny there's an eternal existence so that we can enjoy this material world, be happy in this material world. But everyone knows, if you look at history, throughout history, that no one achieved that platform of ultimate happiness and enjoyment. Because when the old body dissolves, then when that spirit soul leaves, where it's going, only people can speculate. But the knowledge is there in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. All the scriptures are giving knowledge of the eternal spirit soul, that we have a connection with God, our Father, and the Lord appears in many, many incarnations since time immemorial. But we need to be eager to hear about it. We need to be enthusiastic. It's called utsaha, nishchayat taryat, tat tat karma pavartanat. So, like we become super enthusiastic. We found you're a dancer. You're so enthusiastic. You practice every day. You want to dance, or you want to sing, you want to play some instrument, or you want to become some scientist, philosopher, poet, writer. There's so many. Go to a library or a bookstore. There's unlimited books of people's ideas and thoughts and dramas. All the dramas in life are very attractive. When people come together, oh, did you hear this? Did you hear that? Political or whatever it might be. Normally in the news is bad news. Oh, the train crashed. So many hundreds died and thousands are maimed. And all these disasters and all the different intricate dealings in this world are subject matters for people who have, who are not situated on a spiritual platform. And Srila Prabhupada simply chanted, simply with his little cartels, chanting the holy name and then speaking on Bhagavad Gita. You're not the body, you're eternal spirit soul. Human life is meant for awakening our love for Krishna, going back home, back to the spiritual kingdom. So we want to go on the fast track, and the fast track is very carefully following Prabhupada's. When I'm reading Lilamrita, if you haven't read the Lilamrita, you should read it. It describes Srila Prabhupada's earlier life. And also, it's all Lila, how after meeting Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, "You take this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spread it to the English-speaking public." So Prabhupada, being what we call a Shakti Veshavatar, a specially empowered living entity, even there's other Buddhas considered a Shakti Veshavatar, Parashuram is considered a Shakti Veshavatar, Prithu Maharaj. Throughout the Bhagavatam, many, many personalities who are empowered by the Supreme Lord to carry out the mission of the Lord. And what is the mission? Like sometimes, very, very powerful man, he'll send his special secretary, "Go find my son. He's just wandering and lost, and he's drugged out on the beach. Bring him home. We protect him." So we're all completely bewildered, forgetting our identity as parts of Krishna, as sons of God. Krishna means the most beautiful, one who gives pleasure to everyone. And Krishna expands himself. His first expansion is Balaram, also Srimati Radharani. Just like we want to enjoy, God enjoys on a spiritual platform. He enjoys a relationship with each and every person. You heard of the Rasa dance, right? And all the gopis, all the they're all eternal associates of the Lord. But they can't. Each one thought that Krishna is with me personally, interacting. And so Krishna, in our heart, he has a relationship with each and every one of us. And Krishna consciousness is meant to help us awaken that Krishna, our love for Krishna. It's already there. It's not that some artificial imposition, trying to convince the mind, or just trying to do something artificial. But the Lord is so kind that he comes and demonstrates by chanting with all his associates. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It seemed like a simple process. Oh, that's all it is, just chant the name of the Lord. But Rupa Goswami is saying, if only you had millions of ears and millions of tongues, then I can appreciate the nectar of your holy name. And they said, in every religion, the glorification of God's name is the process for cleansing, for purifying. But you can't do it alone. Everyone, we're social people. We want to associate. So one is known by his association. You know, they have a chamber of commerce and this society and that society, merchants, if you want to become somehow advance in whatever field you're interested in, you associate with those persons of the same interest. So we're looking for those who are looking how to awaken their love for God and how to make a solution to all the problems. No more birth, no more death, no more bewilderment or confusion. Although we may be struggling in our attempts to follow the rigid yoga system and the control the uncontrollable mind, to control the uncontrollable senses, yayatamang prapadyate tangs tathaga bhajamyam, as we make an approach to Krishna and surrender to God, then he reciprocates. He gives us that encouragement that we lose taste for associating with materialistic people, people who are simply interested in a degraded lifestyle full of passion and ignorance, envy and jealousy. We want to associate with the swan-like persons who are refined, who take pleasure in hearing about Krishna and Balaram, hearing about Vrindavan or the life of the spiritual world. Very beautiful life. Krishna every day goes out with all his friends in the forest, and everyone is in love with Krishna. And we can awaken that same love by chanting Krishna's holy name and staying in the association of devotees. And as we heard Mother Mukti say about increasing the study of Prabhupada's books, people sometimes question Prabhupada, how will we get guidance from you, Prabhupada, when you're no longer with us? He said, everything's in my books. And it's not, we don't just take it impersonally. A lot of this, when Prabhupada was pushing, especially the book distribution, many of the book distributors, Tripurari and Sura and many others, they didn't have much association with Prabhupada. Not that everyone had that intimate dealing on a personal basis. Some very, very fortunate souls we have to travel with, and my good friend Shrutakirti Prabhu, we live in Vrindavan together, and he tells many, many pastimes. But most of the devotees were experiencing their connection with Prabhupada in the form of service, just wanting to please Prabhupada. Oh, Prabhupada likes when we're distributing books. So just, he said, preach, 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 distribute my books, distribute my books. Everyone should join the Sankirtan party. There's many, many quotations. And then this is the message that Prabhupada received from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati in the mood of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in the mood of great, all the great acharyas. And Krishna states, there's no one more dear to me than he who is spreading this message of Krishna consciousness. Every religious society has their enthusiastic preaching methods. So we're also wanting to give these transcendental literatures. Prabhupada says, during wartime, the bombs would fall. And so these books are like spiritual bombs that destroy the illusion of this world and awaken the brightness of Krishna consciousness. The darkness of illusion cannot stand in the sunlight. So Krishna, he is Surya, he is the sunlight. And this knowledge will open our eyes from this ignorance and darkness. And this society of Krishna consciousness is very beautiful, because although we cannot see, you know, just like we don't see radio waves, we don't see little microbes, but if you use some instrument, you can see things which you normally can't see on a regular basis. We know that the Wi-Fi is happening and we don't see it, but there's something there. So Krishna is present everywhere in every atom, but we don't have that kind of understanding. Oh, Krishna is the tree, Krishna is in the dog, Krishna is in the elephant. But Krishna appears in the form of the Murti, Archavigraha. And for all of us who are beginning and striving for awakening our God consciousness, it's an opportunity to dress the deity, cook for the deities, and by offering nice prasad to the deities, the Lord accepts that devotion and also gives it for all our purification. In all our temples, we have chanting, dancing, and feasting. That's what's attractive, right? I remember on the back of the Godhead magazine, Vishnu Jan Swami with the bus, and everyone very attractive and a big plate of prasad, and said, come and sing, dance, chant, and take prasad, feast. You think, well, that sounds pretty attractive. You know, I want to travel and sing and dance. And as a matter of fact, many of us had a chance to travel around the world many times. Like I said, I've been in India basically for 30 years, since 93. And I was in the beautiful temple in Miami with so many of the other devotees. So Florida's our place where we began practicing devotional service. But we have an opportunity to be in Vrindavan right here, because we're glorifying Krishna, we're glorifying Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And by appreciating devotees, those who are chanting Krishna's name, those who are following the spiritual process, it's very natural that we show a proper respect and appreciation that these persons are dedicating their lives for spreading this message of Godhead, which is the only real solution for peace and happiness in society, because otherwise there's a pestilence, war, envy, jealousy, one leader, another leader, it's all complete confusion. Without guidance of the Vedic literatures, without guidance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Panchatattva, tattva means truth, the truth is that we don't belong in this world. And we can awaken that Krishna consciousness. But the attraction comes the more and more, just like a diseased person, if he's taking medicine and following a proper regimen according to the doctor's direction. No one likes to follow the directions of the doctors or take their medicine. It tastes bitter. But if the seriousness of the disease is recognized, that, oh man, you know, I'm going to die or something, you know, I got to follow very strictly. So we should know that this body is temporary. This life is temporary. Everything in this material world is just a reflection of the reality. Just like in the desert, you see, oh, there's water, this idea of water. You might convince yourself there's water, but there's no water. So we're thinking there's happiness. But in this material world, everything is temporary. It's a reflection. But we have that eternal life that can be awakened. And Prabhupada is the wonderful doctor. He personally came under the order of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, empowered by Krishna to spread this message of Godhead all over the world. So now how many millions of literatures are going out, and many people are appreciating Krishna consciousness. And yayatamang prapajate tangstatai vajamiham. Now, what is that one verse? That even a little advancement in this path of Krishna consciousness, there's no loss or diminution. No loss or diminution. That means just by chanting the name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That even just by that calling out Krishna's name, and we don't do anything else, even if we don't advance to the topmost level, as we enter our life again, we take up from our spiritual advancement. We're making gradual progress. But we want to increase the chanting, and the more we read or hear Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, the more we hear about Krishna, and the best hearing is read the Bhagavad Gita out loud, listen to the audio books, read the Srimad Bhagavatam, and also do service. Service means that you come and dress the deities, you go out on book distribution, you cook, you serve the devotees. We are a preaching mission. And of course, next week we'll have a scientific, philosophical discussion. I think that we have our BI, the scientists, because Prabhupada very much wanted that the leaders, the scientists, and the educated class also can appreciate the soundness of Krishna consciousness. I mean, some, obviously, when we hear of some of the very extraordinary incarnations of the Lord and some of the very difficult to understand aspects of how Krishna can, as a little child, can lift Govardhan Hill, or how he can replicate himself to be dancing with each and every gopi individually, or how he can create unlimited universes from his breathing and from as a Mahavishnu, and he's emanating from his body unlimited universes and creating everything in this world, parasya shaktir vividhaiva shuryate, by his unlimited energy. Not that he has to endeavor like everybody else. If you want to build something, you've got to get behind it. Krishna, just by willing it, he manifests everything. But also, he can, just like the fog early morning, you can't see. Sometimes I know when I used to go to India in end of December and January, heavy fog. You have to go like just 1 mile an hour. Just you can't see anything practically. So we're living like that. We're covered by a cloud, by fog, and we're thinking we can't see beyond that. But beyond the clouds, beyond the fog, is the sunshine. And once the sun rises, the fog dissipates, and then you can clearly see everything. So Krishna consciousness is like that. It'll clear our our consciousness to the point where we're eager to chant Krishna's name. We're eager to be in the association of devotees. We want to apply ourselves in the devotional practices more and more because we have lost interest in the mundane activities. And we want to go back home, back to Vrindavan, back to the spiritual world. And that's all very much possible by Prabhupada's mercy. By Srila Prabhupada, the living example. Not that we imitate, and oh, there's so many gurus, why focus on one guru? But this is gratitude. This is fidelity. This is Prabhupada's, the spiritual master for all of us, next 10,000 years. His sincere disciples are also initiating and taking and helping devotees, but we're all connected to Prabhupada. And one should not think, oh, I didn't have a chance to meet Prabhupada, or that's something very distant. No, Prabhupada's here in his books. He's in the chanting of the holy name because you're obeying Prabhupada. You want to please Prabhupada, you want to please Krishna, then you become Krishna conscious. And becoming Krishna conscious means you're becoming God conscious, and you develop titikshava, karunika, suhrida. You become tolerant, you become kind to all living beings. You know, patient also. We can't expect that, oh, I've chanted Hare Krishna for so many years, I'm not awake, I don't have love of God. It takes time. It may come very, very quickly, but at the same time, we've been conditioned and we have so many desires that we're trying to fulfill in this life. But just there's one story of Dhruva Maharaj. He was a kshatriya, a warrior, and his father Uttanapada was the emperor of the world. But he was insulted by his stepmother, and he was wondering, how do I achieve a kingdom greater than my father's, greater than Lord Brahma, who's the creator? So they said, you go and you meditate in the forest. And Narada Muni gave guidance, and he performed austerities as a little boy. But he was great determination. And within 6 months, Krishna revealed himself. He was in Madhavan, in Vrindavan, and he was performing this yajna, this sacrifice. But he approached Krishna with full desires. They say, akama sarva kamova moksha kamo daraditi virena bhakti yogena yajeta purushampara. If you have unlimited desires, you approach Krishna. If you're desiring liberation, you approach Krishna. If you have no desires, you approach Krishna. Because by coming with a motive or no motive, by following this process of bhakti yoga and chanting Krishna's name in the association of devotees and hearing about Krishna and trying to engage yourself as directed by Krishna's followers, then all the stumbling blocks and our misconceptions, as that fog is cleared up, and you very, very clearly see that you've achieved something which is with that Sat Chit Ananda, eternality, bliss, and full knowledge. Imagine having full knowledge. When Dhruva Maharaj was there, he wanted to offer prayers to Krishna, but as a little boy, he felt incompetent. So Krishna touched his head with his conch shell, and immediately he gave beautiful devotional prayers for the Lord. So we can't on our own, oh, I'm a great personality, oh, I'm very learned, I've studied so much, I can say so much about God. No, Krishna, he can awaken within us full, all knowledge, everything. Dissipate that ignorance. So there's so much to say about Krishna and the process of devotional service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And we have beautiful melodies during the kirtan, and you can sit together and, you know, play the instruments. Everyone loves to have, you know, we have so many, like in Vrindavan, right now for some reason people have become completely mad to come to Vrindavan. It's unlimited people. Tens of thousands are coming ever since the pandemic. We had Kartik this year, and it's like they stopped all traffic. I don't know if you've ever been to a big parade or like, you know, downtown Mardi Gras or whatever. It's just ocean of people. So that's what it's like in Vrindavan now. It's just people are everywhere. And when they come into Krishna Balaram Mandir and see the beauty of the deities, and Prabhupada somehow inspired Surabhi and all the different early devotees to make a beautiful temple. And the deities are so gorgeously dressed, just like here the deities are beautifully dressed every day. It's a grand accomplishment. Very attractive. But we have that 24-hour kirtan, and it's very dynamic. It's not like just some people sitting around singing folk songs, but when the people become mesmerized, their hair stands on end, and they very much participate. Security is trying to move them along, but they don't want to hear about it. They want to stand right there where the kirtan is. So there's a special magic. And if we associate in that capacity, that just to be in the kirtan, to see the deities, is a very regulated life. Because the transcendentalist awakens when the materialist is just going to bed. And the yogi is taking rest just when the karmis, the materialists are getting up to try to enjoy again, another day of making attempt to enjoy life. Let's party, you know, yeah, real party. But the party ends very disastrously and very quickly. But Krishna's Sankirtan party is Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. That it actually there's awakens a Parang Drishtva Nivartate, a higher taste. If you awaken a higher taste and a higher pleasure and start relishing being with the devotees in the kirtan and doing service to please the Lord, then you can understand the symptoms of your disease are dissipating and you're awakening your spiritual life. So we want to do that. And chant as much Hare Krishna as we can. Take prasadam. Chant and be happy. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Any question, comments, complaints? Yes, Prabhu. I haven't seen you in a while. Where have you been?
I was trying to see you for a long time.
Okay, now you see me.
Yeah, Prabhu. Once I saw you were on the bullet in Vrindavan, I was going back and going to the temple, you was coming out. And by the time I stopped, you went away. And you were totally looking like some Indian guy, you know, just in a bullet.
I was pretending I was an Indian guy in a bullet.
So my question is, Prabhu, why, as you said in the beginning, why did we come here if you are so happy? And I'm sure we desired for that. So once we go back, if we would, then was the possibility that we would not desire again to come back here?
It could happen, but just like we have this our independence, Krishna's supremely independent, so like a drop of ocean water, we have the same qualities. We also have all the qualities of Krishna. And naturally, everyone has an enjoying spirit. But our pleasure and happiness in the spiritual world is complete. But that idea of independence could arise. There's two kinds of living energies, Nityasiddha, Nityabhata. And a Nityabhata is like eternally conditioned until, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, and he desires to again awaken his spiritual life, he can become Nityasiddha. In the sense, you say, well, how does that, the terminology, achincha beta beta tata, this is the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Somehow or other, we're in this material world, we want to enjoy, and we've tried unlimited times and unlimited forms and up and down the, you know, higher planets, lower planets, and every which possibility. Sometimes a child that's really, really stubborn, I want this, okay, have it, do it. Then the child realizes, then okay, you can come back home now. You know, now, so you have a chance to go back home. And once you've made the mistake and you're back home, you feel, I'm not going to go out there again, you know. The alligator of Maya is going to bite me, you know. It's just it's too much trouble and tribulation. So that's the long question of why I came here, or why did God allow it. We have complete independence because God is supremely independent. But at the same time, a loving parent wants to see for the safety of the child. So Krishna is personally coming and he's sending his representatives, calling us back home. And that's what religion is all about, going back home, back to the spiritual world. So we need to do that. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Wonderful class, truly. So is it possible that this is why duality exists here? Because if we were eternally happy here, would we ever desire to return? Is that why Krishna allows us to suffer, so that somehow or another we could shift our gaze towards him?
Yes, I mean, like I said, the child saying, I love that fire, I want to put my finger in it. No, no, don't do it, it'll burn you. I want to do it. Okay, go ahead, do it. And then it gets burning. Well, why'd you let me do it? You know, it's like there's a certain Krishna. We can try to philosophically justify everything, but the reality is that my body, this body, is not our self. That consciousness is part of Krishna, belongs in the spiritual world. So this is our vehicle. Our vehicle is meant to take us from point A to point B. Point A is we're in the material world. We want to go to the spiritual world. So if we don't utilize this vehicle to the optimum by using the eyes, the ears, the mind, the tongue, the everything for the right purpose under guidance, then we're going to veer off into the wrong way. You know, when you want to go somewhere, you Google it, right? You get the map. You find the right way to go. And if you don't have a map, if you don't have a purpose and you don't have a proper guide, you could easily get lost. So many roads, you say, well, all roads go to, no. It may take a long, long, long time. It's already a fact that we've been here since time immemorial. So we want to put an end to this samsara. So like that.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Thank you, Panchakota, for this sweet katha. You were talking about how we should come to be amongst devotees and serve them. And in American culture, Western culture, it's not so much the culture to serve each other. A lot of time we're a little dull in this way. So what can you talk a little more about that, how we can serve the Vaishnavas?
Yeah, many times, due to our association, sometimes people come to Krishna consciousness, they're enthusiastic, then, you know, they're hearing so much from so many people with so many experiences, they may lose their interest and, I'll only serve Prabhupada because I don't want to serve these other people. They're probably not spiritually advanced and fallen. That may be how you say, in our society, in every society, there's casualties along this. It's a difficult path. Spiritual life's a difficult path. And the culture, or no culture in America, is one of arrogance. You don't want to serve anybody, you know. It's hard even, I don't want to bow down, you know. Why I should bow down, you know? So that these are the stumbling blocks we have to work on. And the more we associate with those who are eager to hear about Krishna, who are eager to do service, and the more we kind of fix our mind on reading Prabhupada's books, not wandering off to the Rig Veda, this Veda, and this translation from in this commentary and these esoteric books, so many books. But Srila Prabhupada would spend, even in his rigorous travels all over the world, with all kinds of calamities, responding to thousands of letters from sincere disciples, sleep only a few hours, but get up at 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and for 3-4 hours, taking all the commentaries of all the great acharyas and putting these spiritual emotions in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So why would we want to go anywhere else And unless we're hearing from the authorized source of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada in particular, this is who we're, our guru is for everybody. He's your guru, he's my guru, he's everybody's guru. And we should follow, but we should not, and as we advance, we start respecting more other living beings. And if some for some reason someone does not have a character which is acceptable to ourselves, we respect them from a distance, you know? We have so many Shiksha gurus, and sometimes it happens that way. Even someone may take initiation, and somehow they're not really fully in sync with their guru. But you don't disrespect, but you also, you have to see other Vaishnavas are there. Vaishnava means one who's surrendered and dedicated to Krishna. So it depends on what the ultimate destination you want to have, and the association you choose to have. Because if you're associating with persons who are critical and who are simply finding fault, oh, ISKCON, no good, no good. Okay, you know, that's okay. Because, you know, everybody has their individuality. But, you know, personally, I feel Prabhupada is ISKCON. And Prabhupada's teachings are the real ISKCON. And then we'll learn to respect and every living entity, even the ants and all the living life. You know, you actually have that vision that Krishna's in everyone's heart. So I should respect everyone. And I should, even though I don't want to, or maybe my mind's not trained, or from the culture I come from, but let me learn real, genuine Vedic Aryan culture, Vaishnav culture, by studying Prabhupada's books. So it may take some time. Yes, Prabhu.
I was just saying, while preparing for a class one devotee or sannyasi, they may look at different references. Well, you know, for example, there was recently a sannyasi who was just here visiting, and he was giving class on Ramayana or Nrisingadeva also, and he looked at different references, different, not just Valmiki's book, but others. And then also, not all the books are in English. Some of them are all in Bengali or all in one, and they have to be translated. So, I mean, what's wrong with looking at the Goswamis or the...
It's not wrong. Prabhupada said that, you know, we should read the commentaries. But if we do it prematurely, you know, who's read the Bhagavatam three times through scrutinizingly? Who's read the Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Krishna book, you know, all the way through? And there's so much to be had. So we just have a little piece of, oh, I've read three shlokas in Bhagavad Gita. Well, let me read what, you know, the Goswami say about, you know, the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. It could very easily trigger a misdirection in the neophyte mind.
But in your case, you've been here for over 40 plus years, whatever. You're still saying the same thing. So when is the right time to ever do it? Is that never?
No. It's under guidance, under proper... but the point is, it may be for reference purposes or for giving some additional on a special day, something, another... But like Prabhupada said, everything's there in his book. So in general, I personally feel that we can, whatever we want to understand about spiritual life, Prabhupada's given it to us, and it's sufficient. But there may be certain persons who have studied everything thoroughly and have that aptitude or desire to also read other books. I mean, I know Banu Swami translated so many books in Pundarik Prabhu. You know, it was Bhumipati, they gave so many other literatures, and they're all available. But we have to just be careful that we don't all of a sudden, you know, get esoteric and end up, you know, in Radhika and become a Babaji and try to enjoy in a cheap way. I'm not saying everyone's going to, and I'm not...
I mean, if one has a proper understanding of what Krishna consciousness is and the philosophy, I mean, it's, that's just basically like...
They can do.
I mean, it's pretty.
Yeah. It's, but like I'm saying, it's for the fidelity and for the gratitude of Prabhupada and appreciation that this is my father. you know, in one sense that, okay, I want to honor my father and follow my father. My uncles have wonderful things to say, but they're my uncles, and it's nice. But I'm going to stay with my father because, you know, my father's been nurturing me and taking care of me, and he's given me everything. So I don't need to go to so many other places. Not that other places are not good and qualified, maybe for some other, but for I'm just saying for me and for all of us in the ISKCON society, Prabhupada's bringing all the acharyas to us. We don't have to reach out to the acharyas. He's bringing them.
Uh-huh. Prabhupada did say that he gave A to Z in his books, not A, B, C, but he gave A to Z.
A to Z. Beginning 10. No, but it's a good point. It's a very good question, and you're right, but it's a delicate subject matter.
Vaisheshika gave a nice balance to this. He said 80% and 20%. So spend 80% studying Prabhupada's direct words and then 20% exploring other books, and that way you're always coming back. That's your safety net. And explore other things. Yeah, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says you should read Vidagdha Madhava, Lalita Madhava, the Sandarbhas, and several other books.
Also, it says use your logic and reason to, you know, scientifically study. I personally feel happy 99.99%, you know, with Prabhupada, and you can get, you know, you can. We read like Brihad Bhagavatamrita. We read other associated literature. Jiva Goswami has so many literatures, and the Goswamis have tons of books, and we're followers of the Goswamis, so. We're not in any way downplaying or in any way disrespecting. We should respect 100% and feel enlivened. You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so many literatures are there. But sometimes people get enamored in that direction and they lose sight of a little bit of Prabhupada's. Okay, we had a good class till the end. Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Hare Krishna.